This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
It's time to get inspired. The award-winning Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, is about to begin. This internationally syndicated radio program, hosted by Carrie Murphy, is designed to provide you with a sacred space to rejuvenate your spirit, expand the horizons of your imagination, and unleash your greatest potential. Following a near-death experience in 1997, Carrie's mission became clear. She is dedicated to awakening and empowering millions globally. Carrie invites you to visit her website at www.carriemurphy.com. That's CARIMURPHY.com to learn about her Soul Success Life and Business Coaching Services, her books, speaking events, and more. You can also contact Carrie and her team directly at 1-800-704-SOUL.
Welcome to the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, your weekly multivitamin for the body, mind, and spirit, hosted by Carrie Murphy. As an award-winning media personality, inspirational speaker, best-selling author, and soul success coach, Carrie is devoted to offering you energetic and practical insights to support you in claiming the inner worth, outer wealth, and optimal health you desire and deserve. And now it's time to get started with some Straight Talk for the Soul. Let's welcome your host, Carrie Murphy.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. I'm Carrie Murphy, and I'm so grateful to be here with you live today to present yet another brand new topic, and that is giving ourselves full and complete permission to uncomplicate our lives. Before I delve more deeply into this topic, I want to extend a bright and cheerful good morning, good afternoon, and good day to all of you listening from around the world, whether it's your first time joining us or if you're a longtime listener. Welcome to our Straight Talk for the Soul listening family with well over 1 million subscribed listeners. And if you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Go to CarrieMurphy.com, enter into the main website, and on the radio show page, you'll see the iTunes graphic at the very top of the page. All you have to do is click on it and subscribe, and you won't miss any show. And you can listen to all of the shows as many times as you like, because each time you will very likely hear something new that you didn't hear the first time. And if you add the iTunes app to your phone, I can go walking with you, running with you, hiking, biking, or just relaxing with you as you further activate your light and remember the absolute genius that you are. Because it's time that you remember that and realize just how authentically powerful and divinely creative that you are and that you're intended to be. And so before we go any further, I want to invite you to take a deep breath. Just shake it all off. Shake your hands out. Rotate your shoulders. Let go of any worry, doubt, guilt, fear, anxiety, stress. I want you to just breathe it all out. Imagine that all of that stale, stuck, stagnant energy is beginning to move as you breathe. And it's starting to flow again, and it's releasing. And in that, space is being created in your energy field for something that feels a whole lot better and that is much more aligned with your soul. So take another full, deep breath and just feel into the expansiveness and the lightness that you are and the space that you're creating right now. And allow the purity of that lightness to naturally light up every cell in your body and expand your energy field. And just visualize your energy field lighting up and expanding, expanding, expanding. And now one more deep breath. Good. What a gift you have just given yourself. It makes such a huge difference when you move the energy. And today's show, as always, is a divine invitation for you to enter into new playing fields of frequency. I love that phrase, fields of frequency, because we get to choose which one we want to play in. This is an invitation into creating new avenues of divine empowerment and expression and experience for yourself. And today I'm going to be offering some soulful reminders and empowering insights to illuminate the pathway of your highest destiny. Because there's so many options and there are so many distractions out there. So we want to illuminate the most optimal pathway for you beginning today. We want to minimize the complications. Because what if you could really begin to feel more bliss and ecstasy and harmony than ever before starting this instant? Because why not? And what if you could activate a self-selected, because it is self-selected, it's a state of harmony. And what if you could actually insert that option into your daily life beginning now? It's an option that you insert into your experience. And you really are the master builder of your very own consciousness mansion. And beginning right now and in each new moment, you can begin to activate and anchor new empowering thoughts and emotions and feelings and behaviors with the power of your focus, your commitment, and your intention. Because aren't you ready to align yourself with every single amazing possibility available to you so you can instantly elevate your experience of love and intimacy and health and wealth and prosperity and abundance? That is what I wish for you. And my intention for you as we share in this time together today and far beyond is that you be instantly elevated, uplifted, renewed, restored to perfect peace and harmony and joy in its most optimal expression. As each and every word is spoken throughout today's show, this is your invitation into a new self-created world of awareness and clarity and expansion and, well, of course, love. So I invite you to set an intention for how you wish to feel at the end of our time together. Whatever that is, feel it. Feel it in every single cell of your body and set that intention and couple it with at the end of the hour, that feeling that you chose, that you intended to feel, that it will be multiplied and magnified in beautiful new ways that you can't even imagine right now. See, what you're doing is you're setting the energetic wheels in motion with your intention, and this is your creative fuel. So use it and optimize it. Today we're going to set you on a really dynamic, fascinating, empowering, highly successful trajectory that's going to open your eyes and ears and your experience to miraculous new aspects of reality, because we are never doomed to a specific reality because we're actually creating it from moment to moment. And from this point forward, we're going to gently release any self-constructed barriers that have prevented us from knowing these expanded states of reality. And we're going to simultaneously release any self-induced suffering that we've placed upon ourselves without even realizing it. I mean, God bless us, but wow, we can really complicate things for ourselves at times, right? So, at the end of our time together, we're going to be vibrating at the highest, most optimally upgraded versions of who we are and that we can be. We're going to literally bring forth new empowering energy. We're going to not only bring it forth, we're going to activate it. We're actually activating it right now. And then we're going to bring it into form. Okay? You bring forth new energy and then you bring it forth into form. So that you're going to begin accessing and playing in much brighter, much more vibrant playing fields of energy or frequency than ever before. And I want you to feel instantly renewed with a brand new sense of confidence and radiance. And I'm feeling like everybody, let's take one more deep breath in. I want you to hold it though. Hold it for a few seconds. I want you to consciously breathe anything else out that feels stuck or lodged in your energy field. Okay? Repeat that as often as you feel you need to. And remember the power as you breathe out of your out-breath. When you combine that with intention, it's pretty amazing. When you intentionally blow out any remaining stuck, stale energy, do that, and at the same time, shake your hands out like we did earlier. You get the energy flowing again. That's what we want. Okay, great. Now I feel like we're really ready. And so we're going to jump into talking about uncomplicating our lives. The way I see it is with awareness, with a grander perspective, we can actually begin to bless our stress, and bless the complication that we create for ourselves because of the gift it's offering us. We actually create complication on a soul level to clarify patterns of behavior or ways of being that we are intended to move beyond. And there is absolute freedom, liberation, claiming what I like to call a sheer self-selected simplicity, because I like all the S's available to us. This is realized when we acknowledge that the complications of life are being created on a soul level for the very purpose of revealing patterns to us that are not they're not meant to stay with us forever. They're meant for us to acknowledge and become aware of. And when they arise, these challenges, these complications, they're meant to be a beacon of light, and they're intended to shine the spotlight on the ways that we unknowingly sabotage ourselves and our lives and our success. So the option is to create again. We can create again with new thoughts, patterns, behaviors, and ways of being that will lead to greater harmony. And today offers us this new option, an opportunity to finally end cycles and patterns that only cause us grief and that only cause us to energetically sabotage ourselves. Today is a day of freedom, and I want you to give yourself this gift because no one can give it to you but you. I can't do it for you, but what I can do is I can certainly walk right beside you as I am right now and remind you that you're not alone on this journey. I'm walking it right next to you, my friend. So it's so interesting to me that over the years in this very conscious journey that I've been on since 97, which is when I had my near-death experience, I've realized and unfortunately seen many paths and very well-intended paths and processes that spiritual seekers partake in on this spiritual journey that only elicit these feelings of guilt and shame because they feel like they're not doing it right or fast enough or they're not doing it like someone else. And it causes all of this unnecessary suffering and complication. And this is what we want to alleviate. We want to alleviate the self-induced pressure, judgment, and complication. Just breathe it all out. You know, we're going to select and choose a new way beginning today. And this isn't about running from or escaping the old ways. This is about creating something new that feels easier. You know, it doesn't have to be always complicated, okay? We want to create something new, new patterns of expression and behavior so that we're claiming our roles as master builders of a new consciousness structure or a consciousness mansion, as I like to refer to it, because we're contributing to its creation from moment to moment. And here's the key. We don't have to tear down the old. We simply have to construct something new. Because guess what? Tearing down the old layer by layer is freaking exhausting, right? We don't need to do that. We want to reserve our energy for creating something new. And that allows us to have so much more fun along the way. And again, this isn't about pushing or forcing the new into place, but it's not about apathy either. Or just going with the flow so much that you're wandering aimlessly without any clear direction. This is about claiming your role as a master builder, or you can even liken it to being like the captain of your own ship. It's not about controlling the journey or the voyage, but it's about very deliberately and consciously steering your ship, or by constructing your very own consciousness mansion in ways that feel beautiful to you. And then the complications start to naturally fall away. Because here's what I found. Complications often occur with rigid attachment to old ways of being that are no longer serving us or supporting our journey. Okay, so we can celebrate them when they arise and go, yay, hey, complication, shine a light of like a spotlight on it, and then go, okay, this is an opportunity to tap into my personal power to create fresh and new ways that allow for divine love, divine relationship, divine health, divine wealth, divine success in every form. That is the gift that comes out of complication. And we step into this whole new self-selected, self-created reality that liberates us from the inside out. And when we consciously navigate our journeys with clear, deliberate choices, we're no longer at the mercy of anything outside of us, other people, outside situations, and therefore none of those things or people or circumstances hold the power to determine the quality of our journeys. And I also want to talk about the importance of structure and organization and balance with regard to uncomplicating things and allowing for the optimal unfolding of our divine destiny. Structure and discipline and organization, they are not mutually exclusive from spirituality. They are intended to be synthesized and merged to allow for the highest outcomes available. These aren't bad words, okay? They actually provide us with the consistency that is necessary for rewriting old, outdated subconscious patterns, okay? So when we integrate just a little bit of structure, consistency, discipline, and organization, that doesn't have to take the fun or the joy out of the journey. I speak from experience. You could probably hear it in my voice. It never takes the fun out of my journey. It makes it easier. It brings far more peace and harmony and excitement and exhilaration than ever before, because we step further and more deliberately into our role as a master builder of our reality, because we're not leaving the construction of it to anything or anyone else. We're building it beam by beam, light beam by light beam, thought by thought, action by action, choice by choice. We are constructing our own consciousness mansion. And the more consistently we do something that is empowering and healthy for us, for our health, for our relationships, the better it gets. And the more our energy fields expand gracefully and beautifully, and we enter into these new playing fields of frequency that are so much more exciting, so much more opportunity. So structure, organization, and discipline to think new healthy thoughts, speak empowering new words, respect and honor the feelings of ourselves and others, visualize the highest outcomes and possibilities for us, or intend for the most mystical, miraculous experiences we can have. The more consistently we activate these new ways of being, the more we expand into a phenomenal new reality of our own making and choosing. You really are the master builder of your life, of your consciousness, and every single day you can construct new beams, intentional beams of light, and I'm talking about energy here, to ground and support the construction of your ever-evolving, ever-expanding consciousness mansion. There's always room to expand. So, how do we step into the role of a master builder? How do we construct new wings in the mansion of our consciousness? Well, we construct them through our thoughts, through our words, by adopting a new empowering vocabulary, which I love talking about, through our feelings, through our intentions and our visualizations. Because I can absolutely assure you there is a windfall of prosperity, blessings, bliss, and joy just waiting for you. Because once you become a conscious, blissful builder of your reality, what happens is you open yourself up to that vibration. And you open up, you open into a new vibration of receiving that windfall of everything you could ever conceive of. It's like previously foreign fields of frequency they just become fun and familiar, and I'm having fun with these F words, foreign, anyways. And of course, all of these are available to you. So as you set the intention to become this very conscious, clear master builder of your reality, you construct the playing fields that you have access to. This naturally takes you out of complication and into far more grace, harmony, ease, and flow. And here's the really interesting thing. What we're really doing is constructing an opening, an energetic opening into new realms of possibilities, of possibility that are already in existence. It's like we're giving ourselves keys to a new reality that already exists, but our consciousness, when we use it at a limited capacity, it didn't allow us entrance into that field of frequency. So all of these things already exist. It's just we have to give ourselves the keys to access these new higher states of reality and consciousness. And I want to say, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. I'm Carrie Murphy, and today I'm talking about something really important. I'm talking about giving ourselves permission to uncomplicate our lives. And another way that we unknowingly complicate our lives is, so often I see this almost daily, is with the words that people speak. So when you can commit to adopting a new empowering vocabulary, you instantly begin to relieve yourself of the self-created complications that you bring into existence by negative words and negative self-talk, or the way that you speak about life. Because as I have explained on this show probably many times before, all words contain frequencies, and the words that we most commonly select throughout our day and verbalize, those are the creative components that bring energy into form right before our eyes. So this is about more and more deliberately and consistently using the most empowering words available to allow for the optimal unfolding of your divine destiny. Because like I said, there's a lot of distractions out there, but you want the best for yourself. And when the words you speak reflect that, guess what? That's the creative component that brings energy into form for you. And when the words you speak, that you think, and the feelings you feel most consistently come into resonance with the highest frequencies available, you will, no doubt about it, experience a brand new expansive reality. Happens all the time. It's very exciting. There's no limit. And in this way, you allow for the highest version of your life and your relationships to be realized. Because it's really interesting how there are parallel realities of everything. There are different versions of everything that you're experiencing. And so why not choose the highest, most optimal version of your life, your career, your relationships, your health? You get to select that. So today I invite you, liberate yourself from the inside out by really, really taking in some of these concepts that you've probably heard, but we all just need to be reminded of what we already know. Because you're a sculptor, you're an artist, and you're sculpting your very own masterpiece, which is your life, with your thoughts and your words and your emotions. And that masterpiece is fluid. It's always changing from day to day. And it can be as bright and vibrant and beautiful as you allow for it to be, because you're the master builder, you're the master creator, sculptor, however you wish to describe it, of your experiences. And like a deep, cleansing, beautiful, conscious breath right now, and just really breathe in some light, breathe in some inspiration, and let's breathe out any remaining complicated, confusing, chaotic, limiting structures of your old reality. Let's just breathe it out. Let it just simply melt away as you right now, with this new breath, insert a new beam of light in your new reality, in your new consciousness mansion. You're putting it up right now. This is your option with each new breath and moment. You're building. Give yourself permission beginning right now to uncomplicate your life and simplify them. Simplify your life right now. Insert new beams of light in your new reality, in your new consciousness mansion by simply intending to do so. You know, oftentimes we unnecessarily complicate the journey by making it so hard, pursuing things so hard that we take the fun out of it. We block ourselves energetically from the very things we want by chasing them down. Isn't that funny? Because what happens is exactly those things that we chase, we block them energetically with that very chasing frequency. So there's no joy found in pursuing, chasing, or forcing, whether it's spiritual evolution, forcing or pursuing happiness, forcing or pursuing love. In fact, that only leads us in the absolute opposite direction. Okay? So as we ride these natural energy waves and emotional waves that happen in life, instead of forcing them like away or making them wrong, what happens is when we insert greater self-love, respect, while simultaneously releasing judgment, love just happens. Evolution just happens. Happiness is known because we're not chasing, not forcing it into place. And instead of trying to transcend some of these emotional waves that we all have, which only leads to greater complication, when we have these emotions throughout our daily lives and we just allow them and welcome them, we're able to ride them with so much more ease and grace, and we just flow through them because we're not fighting them. No, we're not making them wrong. We're not judging them. What I realize is we're not here to transcend our humanity or the human condition. We're here to embrace our physicality and all the waves of energy and the waves of emotion that are absolutely intended to be a part of this physical journey and experience. And our intention as divine beings of light in physical form is not to be, rescued from this physical world, but to be grateful for this dynamic experience that we chose to come here and explore. We're not here to escape it. We tried so hard to come here because we wanted to be here to explore it, to explore every little dynamic emotion and experience. So we're not here to destroy or discard our humanness and our physicality. That is what complicates life. We're here to celebrate every single complication, every emotion that comes our way, so that we can see it for what it is. And it's what it is revealing to us about us. Every single thing that enters our experience does so to take us to the next level of our personal expansion and our evolution. So as we see and view everything as a celebration, as a gift that we chose on a higher level, we can experience more harmony than disharmony. We can experience more peace and less stress. We can experience more joy and less complication. Okay? And the only thing that I have found, one of the only things that really stalls our experience of harmony or blocks our spiritual progression, is a judgment that we're not doing it right. So we can begin to dissolve the discomfort that arises from disharmony based on our judgments and expectations of wanting things to be different than they are. And like I mentioned before, I'm never suggesting apathy. What I'm suggesting is claiming our role as master builders of our lives and experiences. And some people feel like life can be uninspired or it can be mundane. But the way I see it is it can be a truly joyful adventure depending on the way that we perceive it and our perspective. And awareness plays such a significant role in determining the quality of our lives. And you know, when we're able to look at complications as gifts, guess what? The quality of our lives instantly raises, right? Because as creative beings, We are generating momentum, energetic momentum with every thought, emotion, and expectation. And oftentimes we do this by default without awareness. But to create heaven on earth, we have to first expand our awareness to fully understand the scope of our creative powers. We are so creative. Every thought creates. Well, every consistently held thought, I should say. Every consistently held pattern of speech creates. You know, without this awareness and understanding of our creative power, we're reacting to life instead of purposefully generating a flow of energy to create success from the inside out. And I know, I feel it so strongly that we're alive to embrace this dynamic journey of self-discovery. That's what it's all about. And in this journey, we're intended to take responsibility for our creations. We're intended to claim creative control. And when this happens, we're instantly empowered. Guess what? We stop blaming other people. We stop blaming external circumstances for our feelings and reactions because we take accountability for it. And with awareness, we remember from our soul's broader perspective that nothing out of us holds the power to activate negative emotion or elicit fear within us. You know, that realization alone offers the greatest sense of liberation available to us as human beings. And self-knowledge, self-regulation, self-direction, those are the foundational puzzle pieces, the structure of our ever-expanding spiritual expansion. Our development, it just expands with those things in place. Those are the cornerstones. Self-awareness, it really is the primary building block in generating physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual harmony. Without self-awareness and self-regulation and self-direction, we're just kind of floating around, letting life happen to us. And our experiences are just reflections of what we choose to focus on. So we gain immense personal power through heightened awareness. The more self-aware we become, not like we're monitoring ourselves in a non-fun way, but the more we just become aware, the more deliberately we choose to be proactive instead of reactive, that's when we're liberated. When we recommit to positive change by really just releasing our unconscious self-sabotaging behaviors by creating again, by choosing again, by choosing to go beyond self-sabotage. I mean, that's the primary goal of expansion. But it requires an awareness sometimes of what those behaviors are to move beyond them. So I felt like it would be important for me to provide some real practical examples and share some of the signs that I've noticed in doing this work for so long of self-sabotaging behaviors that because those are the source of unnecessary complication in our lives. And we want to shift from being sources of complication to sources of Zen. Okay? We want to be our very own Zen source. I was just talking to a client about that. I think it was yesterday. And so I want to share some of these signs. Notice if you experience any of them. Okay? These are signs, again, of self-sabotaging behaviors. These are the things that we want to create again, choose again, something different. Number one, focusing on what's not working or what's not right about yourself, about your life, about others, about your health. This serves as an absolute roadblock because anytime you think about or speak about what's going wrong, you feel frustrated, you feel dissatisfied, and that just squashes your innate sense of inspiration. Right away. It squashes your sense of purpose and ambition. So an action step to replace, to enter into like a new behavior to replace that with, okay? Ask yourself a question like, what's going right? What is working? You can even keep an evidence journal of that. And each day write down everything. And I mean everything that's working. Change your focus, okay? So that was the first thing, focusing on what's not working or what's not right. The second self-sabotaging behavior I notice is just feeling stuck in fear. So when you worry about the future or you fret about potential negative outcomes, you become paralyzed energetically every way. So from that space, you can't take action and you don't take action. So the action step to replace that with is put your attention in the present moment without bringing the past or the fears into your current situation, because they simply don't exist here unless you bring them here. You simply cannot control other people or outside situations, but what you can control is your vibration, your response. So relax, breathe, trust that the universe will take care of you, because it always does when you trust that it will. Okay. The next thing that I have noticed, another self-sabotaging behavior, is feeling like you have no value. Not a good feeling, right? Do you forget all about your amazing accomplishments, or do you disregard how amazingly beautiful and unique you are? You know, if you stew and obsess about the past or your lack of success or lack of whatever, you're going to be stuck in this debilitating state of lack. So if you often criticize yourself or you can't accept compliments, it's time to bump that self-love meter. And we want to bump it up, okay? And the action step for feeling like you have no value, we want to create something new. When you hear that little gremlin voice inside yourself reminding you of what you haven't done right or haven't done good enough, turn down the volume and turn up the volume of your true self, your soul, the one that knows the truth about who you are and how you add immense value to the world. And another thing you can do, acknowledge at least 5 things every day that you did well. Compliment yourself on something you did that you feel good about and celebrate what appear to be small successes. Okay. The next thing, another self-sabotaging behavior that I notice, it's when you compare yourself to others. Now, believe me, all of these things are human. I mean, we all do them, but that's what awareness is about, is creating a new pattern. So do you constantly compare yourself to others and then you feel negatively about yourself because you did it? Comparison doesn't motivate us to do better or to do more. It just makes us feel like we're never going to be good enough. Okay, so the action step, the inspired action step, is when you find yourself back in that comparison game, notice how similar you are with that other person versus what is different. You know, or create a list of 25 adjectives that describe your genius, your personal greatness. Sit there and do it. You know, just whenever you notice yourself in the comparison mode, think of some adjectives that describe you. Okay, and get comfortable with that. Be consistent with that. Okay, the next thing is, oftentimes I see people meeting goals, or they set these goals and then they sabotage their success, because oftentimes they don't believe they deserve to accomplish goals, or they don't feel worthy of receiving the fruits of their labor, so to speak. So you have to ask yourself, what is the underlying story you tell yourself about yourself? I mean, do you feel unworthy of having love or success? So the action step for that is list 3 to 5 recent things that you feel good about, accomplishments of some kind. And how did they make you feel? Okay, we want to get you into that feeling space of feeling worthy of success and acknowledging all the amazing things that you do right. The next self-sabotaging behavior is chasing away relationships. So, do you always feel like something's missing, or you find fault with another person? It happens. Underneath, there may be a fear of abandonment or exposure that causes you to distance yourself from others. And believe me, all of these things that I'm speaking about, I am not immune to them. I'm right there with you. I am not, I know some people speak about us being masters. I feel like we're on a journey, and I don't consider myself perfect at all. So anyways, what we want to do is create a list of the qualities that we value in a relationship and the qualities we want to attract in a partner. And here's the key. We want to cultivate those qualities in ourselves. This is all about us. It's about cultivating those qualities from within and focusing on what we want instead of what we fear. And by developing greater awareness, we will learn to pause, slow down, pause before we speak, choose, and act. And when we learn to rein in our impulsiveness, we start creating lives on purpose, with awareness. And then we define our intentions. We identify our desires. We identify our all the beautiful things about us. We cultivate the qualities in ourselves and our relationships that pave the way for a rewarding, fulfilling life. And personal responsibility and accountability, they empower us to create from moment to moment the life that we want to lead, and instead of waiting for, quote, fate to determine our experiences. We want randomness and determinism and coincidence. We want those to be obsolete concepts. We want self-awareness to open the door to unlimited power and infinitely beautiful new experiences. I mean, a lot of times I will suggest to a client, joking, that it's time for a consciousness makeover. You know, we have to invoke the agent of change, and that's called self-awareness, to release any old toxic perspectives about ourselves that are preventing us from designing a lifestyle that is rooted in the desires and dreams of our soul. And all of these brand new, soulfully inspired solutions, ideas, and inspiration, they are discovered and known with expanded awareness. They're also discovered and known when we, you know, when I have you move your body and shake your hands and all that, and we're moving the energy. When we do that, you create a space for soulfully inspired solutions and inspiration. New inspiration can't come through if you have all this stuck, stagnant energy in your energy field blocking the flow of inspiration. And, you know, this whole talk about journeying into greater self-awareness, I want to add that it involves an ability to assess your life without any attachment to it, being right or wrong or good or bad. That just keeps you stuck. So we want to look at our lives through the lens as though, like, we're watching a movie, okay? Like, we're looking at our experiences from the vantage point of a neutral observer to gain a new perspective. You know, the old perspective, it stands in the way of your desired future. So as you shift the way you see yourself and others in the world, just imagine the shifts you can make and the things you could create. And a state of non-judgment allows you to create the life that you deserve on a soul level. And there are some questions. If you listen to this show often, I like to ask questions to gain clarity about our state of consciousness and kind of where we're at. So I want to throw some out at you, okay? And this is just about getting awareness of where you're at, okay? What decisions have I made recently that truly feel aligned with my soul, that bring me peace and harmony? What limiting assumptions have I drawn about my life that keep me stuck repeating the past? What beliefs do I carry that drain my life force energy and rob me of inspiration? What do I consistently say to myself throughout the day that keeps negativity alive in my energy field? What is one action I could take today that would bring me closer to living the life I dream of and that would allow me to celebrate myself? What thought could I start thinking today that would evoke brand new feelings that represent the experiences that I want most? Go think that thought today. You see, integrating greater personal awareness into our lives, it dramatically impacts the quality of our experiences. We're going to navigate our way through life so much more harmoniously when we harness that power of personal awareness. And, you know, selection is important. That's the root of awareness, you know. And how do you, you know, it's important to ask, where is your attention focused? What are you saying to yourself? Because as you train yourself to notice where your attention is, you can shift it and you can consciously direct it. Because it's like that old saying, where attention goes, energy flows. So don't fixate on what's wrong in your life because it blocks the flow of inspiration. It complicates your life. because as you choose to become more aware and clear that inner clutter, you allow the fullness of who you are to come through. Your soul can shine. And the less attention you give to explaining why you aren't doing well or things aren't working, the quicker you're going to shift into feeling better. The quicker you're going to shift into health, wealth, joy. Okay? And, you know, when I talk about all of these things, this is all about empowerment. It's about making deliberate choices that are very conscious. And you want to identify with your infinite self, not your limited self. You want to open your heart. You know, is your heart open or is it closed? Are you saying yes or are you saying no to the daily gifts of expansion available to you? You know, are you open to the sacredness and the beauty of every moment? Or are you just busy finding fault with everything, right? These are good questions to ask yourself. You focus on what you have to lose or what you have to gain. You know, how can you expand your perspective to allow for a new outcome? You know, are you navigating your vessel with optimism or with pessimism? Or are you choosing to expand or contract? Are you tapping into your creativity or are you suppressing it? Are you choosing love or fear more often? You know, there are so many things that as you gain awareness, you can go, wow, I'm not going to do that anymore. And it's not about forcing it away. It's about creating something new. That is so exciting. You can create new. You can trade toxicity for peace. How amazing is that? You can let go of the patterns and the beliefs that no longer serve you so you can express your pure potential and your pure brilliance and radiance. It's time for you to celebrate your unique genius and your creative power. And you can make that change. It's your option. You're at a crossroads. Say, like right now, you're at a crossroads. You can choose further complication, further exhaustion, further confusion, frustration, and stagnancy. That sounds really fun, huh? You can choose that, though, and many people do. Or you can choose self-selected harmony, laughter, expanded awareness, infinite love, energy, vibrancy. Which do you choose, right? It's a choice. I want to take the last time we have together, and I want to shift us into a little bit of a different direction to give you another energetic and practical way to relieve your life of excess complications and to clear the internal noise. And here it is. This is about going beyond inner awareness and also becoming aware of your external distractions in your environment, because that may be preventing you from experiencing the serenity necessary for you to get inspiration or hear the guidance of your soul. So you're probably wondering, okay, what is the correlation between external circumstances and the external clutter and internal clarity? What I have learned, and I've given many classes and workshops on this, is that clutter is not just about physical excess. Clutter is anything preventing you from experiencing the fullness of life. Clutter is, it's behavioral patterns that are in creating imbalances in your life. And when you restore balance, you create this vital new surge of energy and passion and joy. That's when you hear your soul talking to you. That's when you hear the calls of your inner compass guiding your journey. So, as you clear this space within you and around you, you're going to gently unwind. You're going to shed the layers of that old tangled self and that former chaotic existence, so that you can see the beauty and the clarity of your soul. As you shed the layers of limitation, stagnation, and tension, your radiant spirit is going to shine through. And, you know, it does take courage and commitment to embark on a new adventure and clear out the cobwebs of the past to unleash your greatest potential. But you can do it. Celebrate your courage. Step into this new expansive you. So, to purge, and that's the word I want to use, to purge your life of unnecessary constraints, here's what you have to do. You have to change habits. You've got to remove the people and the circumstances that no longer serve your goals and your desires. It is so liberating to clear out the old to make space for the new. clear the space around you and create the space within you for new inspiration, guidance, connection. You're going to feel lighter, freer, and more capable of tuning into that inner compass. And one question, one of my favorite questions that I would ask people in the workshops I gave on clutter clearing years ago was, if my home and my workspace, if they're outward reflections of my inner self, what do they say about me right now? I'm going to repeat that. Ask yourself this. If my home and workspaces are outward reflections of my inner self, what are they saying about me? Because clutter is just stuck energy. Energy stagnates when clutter accumulates. And you are energetically anchored in your living and working spaces. So when you clear those spaces, you clear the complication. You transform your life experience because the things around you often mirror your inner self. So by clearing your external environment, you cleanse your inner self. You'll feel lighter, more productive, more energetic. And this is what you deserve. You know, as you remove the clutter and purify the energy in your home, your office, your car, your life, you transform. Yeah, you transform your environment. You create this clear, open, receptive channel for love and inspiration and success to come through. And, you know, I want to give you a practical thing that you can do. I suggest to people when they're clutter clearing, just do one room. At first, you know, you can clear any other spaces in your environment when you feel inspired. Clearing out anything that's unused or unloved in your home or your work environment, it's going to have this empowering, invigorating effect on your spirit, because spiritual clutter drains you by clogging your energy field and it blocks the voice of your intuition. So I encourage you, walk around your house, take a good look at all your belongings and ask yourself, what does this say about me? How is it affecting my energy level? Is it creating the effect I want, or could I replace it with something better reflecting my inner self? So let go of the things that drain you. Take the time to walk through the rooms in your house or your office and look at all of your possessions and ask yourself, what does this symbolize to me and how does it make me feel? If it's not uplifting and if it doesn't make you happy and excited, release it. You're going to feel liberated from the inside out because the cleared space is going to become a sanctuary where inspiration can now flow through with ease. And then you can create a space that feels beautiful to you. Add flowers, clean the mirrors, put up inspirational artwork. Your rooms can be transformed into spaces of renewal and joy and harmony. Just release all the things that just complicate your life and create beauty and harmony around you. And some of the affirmations that I have clients use when they're clearing a cluttered space, and we only have a couple minutes left, so I'll just give you a couple. Say, I'm sweeping away anything I don't need to make room for something that enhances my life. Or there is clarity within around me. Fresh, invigorating, passionate energy fuels my soul. My internal and external world are clear. And remember this motto, use it, love it, or get rid of it. Okay, let go of the old to make room for the new. And, you know, all of this is going to help you release the complications and create a more harmonious life, because a frantic, disorganized environment blocks your inner compass from communicating with you. So we want to accept guidance from our internal GPS by clearing the space around us. Remember, guys, you're an instrument of the divine. You are so powerful. You are composing your own cosmic symphony right here on Earth. Feel the magic that you are. Transform your daily existence from one that is filled with unnecessary chaos and distractions and complications into one that is bright and beautiful and harmonious and extraordinary. Delight your moment-to-moment self-selected liberation. Thank you so much for joining me today, everybody. Now go out there and celebrate your role as the master builder of your own consciousness mansion. All my love to you. See you all next week, Soul Family. Bye-bye.
As a soul success coach and founder of Empowerment Coaching Solutions, a best-selling author, inspirational speaker, and media personality, Carrie Murphy is on a mission to awaken, inspire, and empower millions globally. Carrie invites you to visit her website at www.carriemurphy.com or contact her at 1-800-704-SOUL to learn more about her services, products, and upcoming events. And be sure to catch The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul, every Wednesday here on Contact Talk Radio. Don't wait. The time for change is now.
Thank you for listening to The Carrie Murphy Show, Straight Talk for the Soul. As a soul success coach, best-selling author, media personality, and founder and CEO of Empowerment Coaching Solutions, Carrie is on a mission to awaken and inspire millions globally. You can visit Carrie's website and success store and check out all of her coaching programs, books, classes, and events by going to www.carriemurphy.com. That's CARIMURPHY.com. While you're there, please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and then return here every Wednesday to join Carrie for some Straight Talk for the Soul.